As a future high school math teacher, I wanted to do something connected to my future. Throughout my time at the College of Worcester, I have had several field experiences in the classroom and worked with various students on various math topics. An overlying observation when working with high school students was how much they relied on their calculator. For example, the students would type in 2 plus 2, so I would ask them, "Why do you do this whenever you know the answer?" I wanted to look deeper and figure out the why. I plan to analyze anxiety levels and attitudes towards math and if a calculator had any connection. To start, I surveyed math students from two different high schools in Wayne County. This was an online survey that involved attitude and anxiety questions, as well as demographic information to see if this had any relation. I also had the students complete an algebra time test. The students were split within two groups. There was a calculator group when they could use the calculator on the time test, as well as a non-calculator. I analyzed the scores and completion times, as well as the students' feelings for both groups throughout the experience. I used this data, as well as the data from the survey, to create various regression models to see the impact of the variables on attitude and anxiety. The most interesting part of my results was the fact that gender has no effect on a student liking math. Typically, we hear the stereotype that females are not as strong in math, and they tend to dislike it for this reason. But that turns out to not be the case. Males tend to dislike math more, but the difference between the two genders was so small that we interpret it as no difference between the two. I also found that calculators do cause higher anxiety in students, and their anxiety levels increase if you take the calculator away from them. Students who say that math is not their favorite subject are the ones who are going to have a negative attitude toward math. These are just some of the main takeaways from my study. I plan to use these findings as a future math student to find ways to keep the students engaged and positive in my math class. I also plan to explain the why and limit the calculator usage so anxiety can be less likely to form. I can be sure to inform other future colleagues of this information. I want to thank my advisor, Dr. Morrison, as well as my other math and education professors at Worcester for always supporting and inspiring me. A special thanks to Waynedale High School and Worcester High School for allowing me to use their students in a part of my study. Please contact me if you have any future questions. Thank you so much for your time.